This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. They're saying to ask for James Maloney or Sean, and they'll put you through. They talk to the desk there. Scott. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Indeed. Working on getting Sean Maloney right now. He's in some hotel where apparently their security is on par. We got him. On par with the presidents of the United States. Joining us now, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, in some far. Where are you at?
I'm actually in Alexandria, Virginia, right across the river from Washington, D.C., in a Westin Hotel, and I had to call the operator and say, this is me, this is my room, and someone's trying to call you. Oh, but they didn't use the right room number. I said, what room number did they give you? 426. I said, what room number am I calling from? Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm here.
You're in the land of call-up. I don't know. You're getting all kinds of fun stuff from that. Now, you have been having you've been being active here of late, haven't you? What have you got going on right now?
Well, right now I'm at the National Rifle Association Board of Directors meeting. I've been here since last night. Had first two meetings this morning and then one this afternoon. Doing the business of trying to make sure that that we keep Hillary out of the White House, and that's so important. That we do that, and I know I talked to several of your listeners who want to know how they can help, and I didn't want to forget, you can call 1-800-392-VOTE, and that will ring into the NRA, or you can get on www.NRAILAFrontlines.com, and then they'll put you in touch with the NRA person working in your community, or they'll give you an opportunity to make phone calls anywhere in the country, from your phone and from their I-360 setup, so... It's, I'm wound up because you sit through meetings all day and you hear what's going on, and you hear what's going on in politics. You hear the statistics. I had a grassroots meeting. We're talking about what the NRA is doing out there, how many hundreds of people we have in the different states. We were talking about South Carolina. We talked about North Carolina and how we can penetrate Raleigh, Durham, and how we can get into these communities and to make sure that Trump gets the right percentage of the minority vote out. And then that we try to just remember, it's the NRA, and we're not we have to tell people we're giving money to the pro-gun candidate. That's who we're supporting. And if you're going to vote for Johnson or you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, you're doing the same thing. If you vote for an independent or for somebody else besides Donald Trump, you're giving two votes to Hillary Clinton. You're taking yours away, and you're giving a vote to a person that doesn't matter. Let's face it, folks, there isn't a Libertarian, a Green Party person, a Tea Party person that has a chance in hell of winning this election. It's two people. It's Clinton or it's Donald Trump. Decide, you know, what you want. And everybody listening to the station, I can't imagine they don't want anything but Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton.
Well, you know, I got a little pushback where the show streams on AmmoLand. I got a little pushback there because I was, you know, I'm blaming the Never Trumpers for if Hillary wins, it won't be because Hillary won. It'll be because the Never Trumpers talked enough people into not going.
Right.
Going out to vote. And I'm blaming them for it. And I get somebody that comes on there. So you'd think because they're at AmmoLand, ostensibly they would be pro-gun, right?
Right.
You know? And they're giving me a bunch of stuff for backing Trump. Because they believe Trump is a bigger threat to 2A than Clinton.
Based on what?
I just was wondering which parallel universe. You know, the one where...
No.
You know the one where Spock had the goatee and they had the little button that made people disappear and that's
That's one of my favorite episodes. Yes, I know that one. Yeah, and it is. It's the parallel universe. And that's what we got to remember, folks. There's people like that out there. And Bill, I back you on that. If you're a Never Trumper, you're the reason. The reason why we ended up with another 4 years of Obama was because the Republicans didn't get off the couch. They stayed home in droves. If the same amount of Republicans would have voted the second time around, we would be talking about a different race right now, and we would certainly have a different America right now. And it's up to us. It's flat out up to us. This race is not going to be won by the mainstream media. It's going to be won by shoe leather on the street and by us talking to our friends and making sure we get our friends off the couch and to the polls. Whether we have to promise them a beer, promise them a day at the range, we got to get them out. That's what it's down to. When you're looking at with the percentage of homeowners with guns right now, you're looking at millions of Democrats that are now gun owners, some of them for the first time. They need to decide how much they value their right to keep and bear arms, to protect themselves and their family, and to protect us from the tyranny of the government. Based on that alone, they need to cast their vote. Because really, if you think about it, that's all that matters, folks. Your ability to save yourself, your family, to protect yourself and your family, and to preserve this country.
Before we're coming up on the break, but I just want to set you up for what I want to talk about next, but we'll finish up this segment. But when we get back, I want to talk about the Never Trumpers. I want to talk about all of them. I want to name names and everything else, and we'll go from there on that one. To the people out there that were saying, we don't need a politician, we need an outsider, I would have thought this would have been an answer to a prayer. And ever since it became apparent, everybody's been up in arms because it's Trump. Who did they think was going to have to be a very dynamic personality? And I don't care how unpleasant or whatever he is. I just assume, let's resurrect George Patton. Clone him and put him in a suit instead of in a uniform and let him be president. Before we run out of time, second call defense. If you ride around with a gun in the car, if you have a gun in your home, and that's your way to defend yourself, if you carry a gun everywhere you go as a permitted self-defender, if you live in a state where you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun, you should be a member of Second Call Defense, because what happens if you actually have to do the deed, if you have to use the gun? Only they can protect you. You're not going to spend a whole lot of time in jail. They're going to get you out of jail. That's going to be really good for your mental well-being. Then they're going to start working your case. We're going to be right back.
And I got a new story.
There you go.
A second call defense story. It happens every week, folks. We'll be right back.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Complete Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America. Now, why did that do that? Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. And also welcoming new sponsor to the show, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
More from them coming up. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Sean, we have a call coming from Tony in the big red truck. He wants to discuss election scenarios. Yes, sir.
Evening, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good evening.
I'm doing just wonderful. By the way, I have an Alien Gear holster, Mr. Bill.
Hey, you know, I'm the one coming late to this party, so, you know, cool.
I love it. Anyways, I was listening to another talk show gentleman earlier today, and he brought up a good little conversation about the possibilities that may happen. He threw up three different scenarios. The first one was, obviously, since the Homeland Security wants to now get involved with our voting, that they scream that if Mr. Trump wins, that, well, the Russians or somebody else had something to do with it, and we're going to have to null and void this election and sort everything out first, so therefore Mr. Obama will stay in office. The second scenario was, if Trump does win, then Black Lives Matter and other groups like that who have disgust, I guess you'd say, for the American population and the government, start all kind of trouble. Or the third one was, if Hillary wins, just with the things that she does, that there will be an uprising over it. And I was just curious as to which one of the three that y'all may think could be the most plausible.
The most plausible is everybody gets off the couch and everybody wins this election. When people are and suggesting that something else like this is going to happen, and I've been listening to the same thing you have, it's not a reality. They're trying to steal the vote ahead of time. They're trying to keep you home. They're trying to scare people from the polls. It's all been done before. Don't let them steal this election from you. Go and vote for Donald Trump. Vote your issue. If you're a gun guy, vote the gun line. Just vote and get there. And if they want to steal it, and if they want to try to play their games, then they have the rest of the Second Amendment to deal with, and they have the rest of us to deal with. So you got to make sure that you vote early, get your friends to the polls, like we've been saying, and you can't worry about things like that. Those are red herrings out there. They're trying to scare you away from the polls. They're trying to throw everything up in the air. They got to remember that Donald Trump just didn't get anointed. People in record numbers voted for him against 17 other people. Remember, there were 17 people when we started. You just got to make sure you go out and vote. You know, and I'd like to debate this. I'd like to pick one of those three. But to me, none of those are realistic. Don't let them steal from you. Go vote.
Right. Well, I'll come right out and tell you, I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Ted Cruz. But Trump is the one that I will be voting for.
Right.
And I'm doing my part.
You know, the thing about the whole voter thing being stolen is, you know, they talk about that all the time. Talk about that if you had an 80% turnout at the polls, because that would be such a deluge. There's just no way to overcome it. It's real easy to sit back, I think, and talk about it when you have so much voter apathy and you got, 30-some-odd percent, 40-some-odd percent going out and voting. If everybody turns out to vote, and then if they come up and say, well, Hillary Clinton got all the votes and Donald Trump got 4. Well, then we know something's going on then. But, I mean, all this other stuff, to me, like especially the thing about Homeland Security, Tony, that would be the biggest mistake they could make. I mean, that's revolution, American Revolution 2016 right there.
And nobody wants that. And thank you for doing your job and for voting. Now get everybody else out there to do it. It's not that hard. And I want to tell you, I have a special guest in my hotel room, Bill. I got Tim Knight sitting here in the peanut gallery shouting out things too when he's listening. But it's important. We're going to go. We're going to get out the vote. That's what we're all about. Thank you for voting, for doing your job. Now get everybody else out there to do it. So if anybody wants Tim Knight, just let me know, Bill.
Well, gentlemen, have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe. Keep the shiny side up. Okay, we'll get to the Never Trumpers in just a minute. I saw that picture of Tim Knight heading to the airport and everything. I saw his picture he put up the other day, heading to the airport. I didn't know it was going to... I don't know why I didn't just surmise that. But since we're going to... we don't have enough time to get into the Never Trumpers right now. I think of the three things he mentioned, my thing would be that if Hillary becomes president, that sooner or later during her reign, we get to see some very big civil unrest.
Well, and being an attorney, reading a lot of indictments, seeing a lot of grand jury bills and no bills, listening to an FBI director outline all the things she did wrong and then be no indictment. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, I don't know. I don't think these investigations are going to go away. And truthfully, if true American justice has its way, then I think there may be an interruption if she gets elected. But I'm not counting on that. I don't care about what she does after this election, because if we all go out and do our job, all the gun owners, that's where the main vein is running, is with the gun owners. That's the thing that connects everybody. If we get off the couch, just the number of households of guns, get off the couch and vote, Hillary Clinton is just going to be a memory.
Yeah, maybe they'll just retire and take, you know, go ahead and just completely...
Or Hillary Clinton gets elected and she changes America as you know it. Is that what you want, folks? That's what you got to think about. That's your alternative.
I think there'd be a lot of craters before she succeeded.
Yeah. And don't fall for the Ross Perot third party, and you know what we're going to end up with. And that's straight from the lips of Tim Knight.
Well, he knows. Tim knows. Second call defense. This is something that you need to have in your wallet. It is a connection to your salvation should you have to use a gun in self-defense. It's a phone number. You call them second after 911, and they bring you to where you need to be. The journey starts for your legal defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Speaking to none other than the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, that is Sean Malone. I just want you to know, simply because I just watched this movie the other day, that when you were saying that you can ask Tim Knight, he knows. For some reason, I was thinking about in Animal House when they're about to cut the car up with the blowtorch and they recommend that so-and-so listen to Bluto because he's pre-med, you know.
Yeah. That's it. I'm laughing here thinking about it, but Tim and I were talking, of course, on the break, and I got a call from John Hohenwater. He's our state liaison for Maine, for New Hampshire, for Pennsylvania, for Ohio. He does a ton, gets a ton of legislation passed. And the thing is it's not too late. We have to go and get out to vote. And Tim commented, this is a binary election. It's coming down to two people. It's Trump or it's Clinton. It's as simple as that. And anything else is a loss. And we talk about the never Trumpers. What else can they be? If their feelings are hurt or whatever else it is, then so they don't want Trump, but they're willing to have live for 4 years with the threat of Clinton and then with a Clinton Supreme Court for the next 40 years? That makes no sense.
Well, let's talk about the never Trumpers. It appears that some of them are beginning to, shall we say, they've discovered they should never have said never, because a lot of them are beginning to face reality. And there was an article that came out yesterday that said the election of Clinton would mean final defeat for American conservatism for at least a generation, and almost certainly for much longer than that. This means that it would be up to Billy Crystal, you know, Bill Crystal's children and the Romney. Can somebody explain to me why Romney is considered an elite Republican when he's a loser? Can somebody explain that one to me? But all of these kids, because these guys themselves, you know, Eric Erickson and Jonah Goldberg and Kevin Williamson and everybody at National Review and all these other people, they'll be old dead people by the time this is all undone, to where they might be pertinent again. And some of them are beginning to have to face that reality. And they're beginning to crack. What do you think they'll crack in time, though?
You know, I don't know if the damage has been done. I think maybe, I guess they finally believe maybe that that Ted Cruz isn't going to come riding in on whatever colored spotted horse he's going to be on, that he's not going to reach out, and it's not going to be these guys that are big enough to unify a party. It's not going to be my sickening governor, Kasich, to reach out and say, you know what, it doesn't matter. He still thinks he's going to be president in 4 years. And, you know, he doesn't show up to his own convention in his own state. I think it's time, and I think they're seeing that the never was probably the wrong word. Never say never. I think it's right. They're coming out, but you just don't know how many of them are going to do it, because I've talked to these people, and you have too. And, geez, talk about being hard-headed, and they don't want to listen to reason. Nothing else matters to them. I had several neighbors that thought for sure that something was going to happen and Ted Cruz was going to come out of the convention. And I said, well, that didn't happen, so what's next, folks? But that's where it all comes from. We have to think about it. And that's the reality of our electoral college and our electoral system, is that there's two main candidates. Third-party candidates don't stand a chance. The only thing that a third-party candidate can do is ensure the defeat of Donald Trump. Every vote that's not for Trump is two votes for Clinton, and that's the way it's going to happen.
It appears that radio talk show host Mark Levin is one of the first to reconsider on this. Now, you know, this is me looking realistically in the mirror, guys. I am a talk show host, and I, to a very large degree, most of what I do is entertainment. And this whole idea that a talk show host like Mark Levin, who has a pretty big audience, or any of them for that matter, is actually one of the brains, or one of the ones making shape and opinion, I think that vastly overestimates what talk radio does sometimes. But they're saying that Levin is the first one to crack, and now he's saying that he's beginning to say he's going to vote for Trump. I guess that's good. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, and it is, and. You know, Mark Levin, they're big deals, but I don't know how much of a big deal. I mean, I kind of discounted him because he was never, never, never. And then I heard him actually on the radio yesterday. And like Tim said, it's not really cracking. They're starting to see the reality of where their no-win situation put them. I mean, that was a situation, you know, when you're saying never, you can't back out of that. And so maybe he'll give these other never people the strength to say, you know what, if Mark Levin can do that, well, so can I. And but it can't end there. We all got to talk to our friends, neighbors, and relatives and make sure that we take back this republic, because it's a point in time where I can't imagine. Just think for a moment. We can travel down the road 6 months from now, and let's change the White House when there's two Second Amendment cases that will forever change the face of gun ownership in America pending. Well, one vote the other way, hell, it doesn't matter anymore, folks. And everybody says, oh, they can't change the Second Amendment. Yes, they can. The Supreme Court, with their opinions and the issues that they can address, and the difference between, you know, an inalienable right and a state's right and the health, safety, and welfare of the citizenry, you can do a lot of things and still have, quote-unquote, Second Amendment intact. But you know what? It goes back to being a state's right. It goes back to being somebody else's right. You know, the pretend militia that didn't exist called the National Guard. Whatever the progressives are going to want to hang this on, they're going to hang the opinion. And so they have the power to do that. And everybody listening, we have the power and we have the ability to say no. Tim Knight did something that was unbelievable and unheard of in 2013. He pioneered a recall election and fired a senator who was the head of the Senate and another state senator. This is our opportunity to fire those guys on that side, to fire the progressives and say, we don't want you. We don't want your fingers, your hands, and your feet in our government. We don't want you to call yourselves an America, because the America that you want isn't one that we recognize, and go home. And so we have that ability, and we have the chance to do that. We have to make the decision to do it for each of us.
Well, Levin is saying that he thinks the far better choice would have been Ted Cruz. And every time I hear one of these guys say it, that's like them saying, I know better than all of you people that voted for Trump. Because Cruz couldn't get it together. So,
and
you know,
they voted for Trump in record numbers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever you think, that's what, you know, Cruz's, and that's what whoever these party leaders are, the Republican Party, that's what they're forgetting. You know, we voted for him as America in record numbers.
As a matter of fact, we voted for him, and he got, what, 4 million more votes than Romney did?
Ever. Yeah.
And, I mean, why Romney and the Bushes? Why do we – well, you know, we had a one-termer, and we had W. So, I mean, yeah. All these guys and Jonah Goldberg and Kevin Williamson and George Will and Krauthammer and all of these guys, shut up, please.
It's time to do what's right for America.
Yeah, we don't care about the rest of, about you guys. You guys have got enough money. You don't need to worry about it. Second Call Defense, you need to be a member. If you are listening to me, I know what you probably do during the day to keep yourself safe. You should be a member of Second Call Defense, because that keeps you safe beyond the physical. And that's the part that the intangible is the part that you can't prepare for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. Joining us one more time is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You were saying that you have a Second Call Defense story.
Yeah, you know what? And this one just involves a brandishing, but it tells you how fast these things happen and how you never know. This was last Monday. This was, or last Friday, excuse me. And this was the guy's next door neighbor of 20 years. Gets drunk on the holiday weekend. Comes with his buddies over across the fence into the yard. The Second Call Defense member's 9-year-old daughter said, "Dad, there's a bunch of people running around and doing stuff in the yard." He walks outside and he has no trespass signs posted anyhow. And he says, "Hey, what's going on?" He goes, "Well, can you guys just drink and do your thing on your own side of the yard?" Then the neighbor started getting belligerent, and this guy's walking up his front porch. Starts saying he's going to kick his you-know-what, and says, "Hey, you need to get off my property. You need to get out of here. I'll call the police. MF the police. You know, who cares about the police? Black Lives Matter," and going on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, the neighbor, the drunken neighbor, rips open his shirt and says, "I got this," and there's a handgun. With his 9-year-old daughter standing behind him, Second Call Defense member draws his firearm, keeps it at a low-ready position, and says, "You better leave." Has a laser turned on, and then neighbor, you think the situation is diffused, didn't call 911 immediately, and all you folks out there, whether you're Second Call Defense members or not, if you have to touch your gun, say anything about a gun, or do anything with a gun, you'd be the first to call the non-emergency hotline if it's not 911 or 911, because you will win in the long run. So then An hour later, he goes and takes his daughter to a skate park, and they look over. There's his next-door neighbor in a pickup truck loaded with his buddies, driving by real slow, giving him the finger out the window. And then the truck starts foaming around. I said, you need to call the police, and you need to get a hold of them right now, because this has been 2 or 3 days, and it hasn't de-escalated yet. You want to make sure that if there's an incident, they know that there's going to be an incident. So that's one of the lessons I learned. And he brandished, so he has an attorney. He made a statement with an attorney beside him. That's what second call defense covers, because don't forget, if you're a second call defense member, if you brandish or any use of a firearm, we're going to stand beside you. And, you know, without second call defense, that visit to an attorney's office, sitting beside him when he makes a police statement, is $1,500 to $2,500. And then if you're doing it on your own, you don't know what kind of statement you're going to be given. So two lessons. If you ever have to touch, brandish, or use your gun, you always, always, always be the first to call and report it, because you had to threaten somebody with a firearm, folks. That's lethal force right there.
How serious, now I talked about this yesterday, how serious is printing, as far as people taking printing of a gun that's supposed to be concealed and trying to label that as brandishing? How often do you hear that?
Yeah, it's a non-factor. People are confused. If you're printing, people say they'll arrest you because you're printing. No, you have a concealed firearm. If it's printing, it's printing. You know, as concealed carry holders, it's not good etiquette for us to be like that. But it's not a crime, and it's certainly not brandishing. When we're brandishing a firearm, we're making an affirmation. We're letting somebody know we have a gun, and we're letting somebody know that we're going to use it. And in a threatening manner, opening your shirt by itself in a situation like that, that will be seen as brandishing. But if you're printing, that's not brandishing. And if you're reaching up and you're grabbing something from the top shelf of the grocery store and someone sees your gun, you know, that's not a violation of any law either. Especially if you're in an open carry state, you're either open carrying or concealed carrying, but not both. But if you're concealed carry and someone sees your gun because you reach and get your wallet out of McDonald's, and then someone sees the gun, or if you're reaching for groceries and someone sees your gun, that's just bad etiquette. It's not a crime.
Well,
you always want to maintain the element of surprise. That's why I carry concealed. I don't want to be the first guy shot because I'm the first threat. I want to be that guy in the back that looked like he was minding his own business.
Yes, when I'm out and about, I dress very differently. I don't want to look imposing at all.
Nope.
The reason I bring that up is because I think among the new people, because there's so many new people,
right,
that are carrying guns now, that's a big concern for them, the whole printing thing. And like in my state, where there is no, you know, my state is on par. My state is a shall issue state, but my state is one, my state and Florida are the only two shall issue states that do not have any provision at all for open carry.
Right. That's so strange, especially in Florida. Marion Hammer hasn't changed that. And in South Carolina, too. How can they be a shall issue state and then not have the right to open carry? Open carry was always legal. That was always a good guy way to carry a gun. It was open, so we all knew you had it. It was always, the secret sense of concealed carry that bothered everybody. That's why that's so strange. But you're right. Like I said earlier, we are buying firearms still in such record numbers that the government's not talking about anymore because they can't control it, that all these brand-new gun owners, they can't all be conservative, you know, Republicans or right-thinking people. There's a lot of people from both sides of the fence that own firearms now. We got to reach out to those people. When we're at the range, in fact, I encourage everybody to go to the range now. Make some extra time to go to the range just to make sure that, you know, everybody at the range gets to the polls. And that's what it takes. It takes us talking to our friends. If we talk to our friends, if you having me on here and us having this discussion, I'd like to think that we're moving hundreds of thousands of votes. And I truly believe that if we all talk to somebody, we're going to. You know, Tim Knight and I go out and just to get out the vote, nothing more than that. It's that important to us that Tim and I will take a month off of our jobs and spend our own money and travel the country to make sure in these battleground states that people vote, because it makes that big of a difference for all of us. And it makes that big of a difference to all of you listening, too.
Yeah, in my state, we just got rid of my senator was the biggest hold up on open carry, because my senator, who just got defeated in his primary, said for years that he did not think it would make it too hard for law enforcement to figure out who the good guys and the bad guys were, because if you're open carrying. But, you know, one thing, and I tried to tell him this, do you know the incidence of bad guys, criminals, actually having a holster?
You're right.
Percentage. Do you know what the percentage is of that actually happening?
Mm-mm.
8.
Yep.
And that's because if they're on the run, I mean, if they're on the run and they ditch their gun and everything, and the police officer finally catches them, they're like, hey, man, what's that? Why you got that holster?
All right.
It's not mine. Where's the gun that you had? I didn't have the gun. You know, that's like a dead giveaway. So, I mean, the fact that my idiotic senator thought that police were not smart enough to figure out who the good guys are versus the bad guys.
Well, you know what? Your next phone call should be to the senator that just won that race and make sure that they know going into the general that they need the gun owner, they need the gun vote. And, you know, they use that argument all the time. Well, if everybody's open carrying or if you have constitutional carry, how can the police know who the bad guys are? Well, the bad guys know they're bad guys, and they're under firearms disability, and they're not allowed to even own or possess one. And the fact that everybody else can still doesn't relieve them of their disability. The bad guy will always break the law. Always. That's why they're bad guy.
That's right.
You know, I wish we all had the Snidely Whiplash type mustaches, but we don't.
The Dover Boys.
That's right.
Snidely Whiplash, yeah. coming up on the end of the segment, Second Call Defense. SecondCallDefense.org. Any combination of my name gets you the first month free. Any combination of the show's name. I want everybody that listens to the show to be a member. We had Paul Lathrop on the show the other day, and he just came through a nightmarish episode of his life simply because he got arrested and had none of this. Don't go by that example. Listen to what we're saying. Take the time. Join Second Call Defense.
And folks, Bill is going to give you your first month free. And if you don't like the job I do, then you fire me. But my gosh, he's giving you a first month free because he's a good guy and he cares that much about you.
I do. Hour number 3 coming up. Thanks, guys. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to SDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.